Senator Stuart Adams says the health care compact is designed to wrest control of health care reform from the federal government and give it to states. But if the Supreme Court strikes down a provision in the Affordable Care Act requiring that all individuals have health insurance, Adams says the balance of power may change and the need for a compact may disappear.
If by chance the individual mandate is found unconstitutional, we step back and say, now, could the federal government fix this? And it may be that as they try to do it, a light will come on and they'll say, perhaps we need to get the states involved.
The health care compact allows states to receive federal funding for Medicaid and Medicare through block grants and to administer those funds at their discretion. Utah is one of six states that have signed on, but the compact can only go into effect if Congress approves it. Depending on how the Supreme Court rules and who wins the general election, Adams says the compact may serve as a negotiating force for the role of states in health care reform. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.